All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, we are well on our way as far as the 2017-2018 NFL playoffs go, as the wild card round is in the books, and now it's time for divisional play. And after this weekend, the field will be cut down to just four. Four teams will still have an opportunity to claim the coveted title of NFL champions for the 2017 season. Now, I was under the weather last weekend, and subsequently, I did not do a podcast with my picks for the wild card round. However, I am back and in full effect for the divisional round, and I'm not going to waste any time, as here are my picks for the divisional round in the NFL playoffs. Now, things are going to get started this Saturday evening in the city of brotherly love, as you have the Philadelphia Eagles, who finished the season with a record of 13-3, which gave them the top spot in the NFC, and they will be taking on the sixth seed, one of the wild cards coming out of the NFC South, in the Atlanta Falcons. Now, Atlanta comes into this contest favored by 3 points, in spite of the fact that Philly finished with the best record in the NFC. And a lot of that is due to the fact that there is no Carson Wentz, of course, at quarterback for the Eagles. He suffered that knee injury versus the Rams late in the regular season, and he's been replaced by Nick Foles. And at first, people felt that Nick Foles had what it took to, you know, keep the machine going for Philadelphia and keep this offense flowing. But his last few games of the regular season, especially the season finale versus the Dallas Cowboys, did not give a lot of people hope. And subsequently, people have jumped off of that Eagles bandwagon. Subsequently, Atlanta, the defending NFC champs, come into this game favored by 3 points on the road. Now, how can the Falcons go on the road and win this contest? First and foremost, they have to play effective football for 60 minutes. And offensively, they have to stick to the running game with Tevin Coleman and Devonta Freeman. I know that Matt Ryan is a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback. I know that Matt Ryan was the MVP for the 2016 season. But Atlanta's offense is at its best when they run the football, wear down that Philly defense, and then set up play action passes, because you have the big time wideouts in both Julio Jones and Mohamed Sanu. Now, for Philly, what they have to do, Nick Foles hasn't been playing good. You rally around him, and you do that by running the football effectively with the likes of Jay Ajayi to take some of the pressure off of him. And Philly has a defense that likes to fly around to the football. So Atlanta wants to try to mix things up and try to keep Philly off balance, and more importantly, get the crowd out of the game early at Lincoln Financial Field. It's hard to believe, but Philly has lost their last few playoff games at home, and they are trying to get off of the schneid. However, I don't think that they'll get the opportunity to get off of the canvas in this one, as I'm going to take Atlanta on the road by the score of 31-24. Now, Saturday night at Foxborough, you are going to have the 13-3 New England Patriots, a top team in the AFC and the defending Super Bowl champions, taking on the 9-7 Tennessee Titans, the fifth seed and a wild card coming out of the AFC South. It's going to be 51 degrees at game time with rain, and the Pats are favored by 13.5 points. Now, we've heard about all the controversy this week coming out of the Patriots camp, as far as things go with owner Bob Kraft, head coach Bill Belichick, and of course, quarterback Tom Brady. But if there is one team, one franchise, and one organization that knows a thing or two about channeling out that white noise and coming together, it is the Patriots. Now, The Patriots are expected to win this game, and they should. And the reasons why, number one, you got number 12 in the center in Tom Brady. Number two, the Patriots know how to seize the moment in January, as they've made the AFC Championship game each season since 2011. For New England, of course, you look at all the dynamic playmakers that they have around Brady on offense. And of course, it starts with tight end Rob Gronkowski. Now, wide receiver Chris Hogan is expected back for this game, but I look for big impacts from the likes of Deion Lewis and James White coming out of that backfield, as well as Brandon Cooks, as he is a deep threat that can really put some pressure on this Titans secondary. Now, Tennessee fell behind to Kansas City last week 21-3, and they were able to come back, and they did that by sticking to their guns, which meant running the football effectively with Derrick Henry. I guarantee you this Patriots defense, all 11 of them, will have 22 eyes focused on Derrick Henry, take the ball out of his hand, and they will attempt and more than likely execute their opportunity to make quarterback Marcus Mariota beat them from the pocket with his arm. Thus, I'm going to take New England at home by the score of 34-20. Now, moving on to Saturday, you're going to have the 10-6 Jacksonville Jaguars, the 3 seed in the AFC playoffs, and the champions of the AFC South, taking on the 13-3 Pittsburgh Steelers, who are the 2 seed and the champions of the AFC North. Pittsburgh comes into this game favored by a touchdown over Jacksonville, as this is a rematch from early on in the regular season when the Jags went to Pittsburgh and upset the Steelers by forcing quarterback Ben Roethlisberger to throw 9 interceptions. This Jaguars defense is no joke, and they have a ton of playmakers on that side of the football, led by defensive end Calais Campbell and cornerback Jalen Ramsey. Now, I'll tell you like this. Pittsburgh has a lot of talent on the offensive side of the ball, and it starts with their killer bees. I'm talking about Big Ben Roethlisberger, of course, running back Le'Veon Bell, and wide receiver Antonio Brown. Now, Brown missed the last few games of the regular season, and he still managed to lead the NFL in receiving yards this season, so that gives you an idea of how talented and dangerous that he is. But as good as the Jags secondary is, they are going to get tested, and the reason is you simply cannot focus on Antonio Brown in the passing game, because the Steelers have rookie Juju Smith-Schuster at wide receiver. They also have Martavis Bryant that is playing some good football. And you also have to worry about Le'Veon Bell as a receiver coming out of the backfield. Now, the question mark in this game, the Pittsburgh defense going up against this Jags rushing attack, because remember, they could not stop Leonard Fournette at running back for Jacksonville when these two teams met before. And that was with a healthy Ryan Shazier at linebacker. Of course, Ryan Shazier is not available for this game for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and their defense has not looked the same since he went out with an injury. Now, it's going to be important for Jacksonville to get that run established to take some of the pressure off of quarterback Blake Bortles. Now, these two teams do have prior playoff history, as you go back to 2007 when Jacksonville went to Pittsburgh and knocked them off. However, this is Steeler type weather, as it is going to be 19 degrees at kickoff on Sunday afternoon, and the Florida-based Jaguars will have to get accustomed to the cold weather in a hurry. I don't think lightning is going to strike twice in Pittsburgh. This is going to take the Steelers to advance to the AFC Championship game by the score of 31-20. And finally, another regular season rematch, as you're going to have the 13-3 Minnesota Vikings, the 2 seed in the NFC playoffs, and the champions of the NFC North, taking on the 11-5 New Orleans Saints, who are the 4 seed, and they are the champions of the NFC South. Now, you go back to week number one on Monday Night Football, and these two teams met in Minneapolis, and it was the Vikings who won that game. Of course, the Saints started off 0-2 before they figured it out, and of course, there was a ton of controversy in that first game, which the Saints lost to the Vikings. Of course, it was the return of Adrian Peterson to Minnesota. The Saints were attempting to figure out their running game with Peterson, Alvin Kamara, and Mark Ingram, and then subsequently, New Orleans did trade Peterson to the Arizona Cardinals and left it to Kamara and Ingram to get it done coming out of the backfield, and they did a pretty good job. Now, New Orleans has to get back to their running game because it was not effective last week versus the Carolina Panthers, and it will be a little bit tougher now that they will not have the services of Andrews Pete on that offensive line as he suffered a fractured fibula in the victory over Carolina. Now, you look at the Saints defense, it's been hot and cold at times this season, and we saw it last week where they had their issues versus Carolina, but they came up big late in that contest and made the key stops versus the Panthers offense. Now, for the Saints to go on the road and win this game defensively, they have to go out there and stop Minnesota's running game with Latavius Murray, and they have to find a way to make Case Keenum beat them from the pocket and force him into making mistakes that he has not been making all season long. Now, for New Orleans, they're not going to have a lot of opportunities versus this Vikings defense, as Minnesota's defense is stingy. So what that means is when you get the opportunity, you have to make the most of it and get sevens and not settle for field goals. I think that Saints head coach Sean Payton knows a thing or two about making adjustments, and he is going to use that loss in week number one as fuel for his team to go out there and get the upset. No team in NFL history has made it further than the divisional round when they are set to host the Super Bowl in that same season. That is the state where the Vikings are in right now. I don't think that they break that jinx. Thus, I am going to take New Orleans on the road Sunday afternoon by the score of 27-20. So with that, folks, those are my picks for the upcoming weekend in the world of the National Football League. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement in 2017, the Cyclones 2018 campaign is set to begin this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping this weekend's action from the divisional round in the NFL playoffs. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a wonderful weekend, and enjoy your NFL action.